You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the Union Finance Minister, Nirmala Sitharaman, all set to present the interim budget for the year 2024-25. On February 1, 2024, India Inc. is expecting announcement of series of measures for growth and consumption, reform policies that gives level playing field for manufacturers, strategic allocations towards infrastructure development, focus on agriculture, among others. This will be the last budget passed by the central government before the general elections, and all eyes will be on the finance minister to hopefully announce a slew of populist measures. The full budget for the fiscal year 2024-25 will be presented after the formation of the new government following the general elections. Meanwhile, Central Bank of India on Friday reported its third quarter earnings for the financial year 2023-24, with profit at Rs 734.47 crores, up to 55.1% in comparison to Rs 473.47 crore during the same period last year. The bank's net interest income marginally declined by 4.04% on year-on-year basis by Rs 3,152 crore in Q3 FY24 as against Rs 3,285 crore for Q3 FY23. However, excluding one-off exceptional item, NII was up by 3.73% from Rs 3,042 crore in Q3 FY23 to Rs 3,125 crore in Q3 FY24. Total income during the quarter in review stood at Rs 9,171.16 crore, up 19.6% in comparison to Rs 7,665.59 crore during the same period last year. Moving on, Hindustan Zinc on Friday posted its third quarter profit at Rs 2028 crore, down 5.9% in comparison to Rs 2156 crore during the corresponding year of FY23. Surpassing estimates, it posted revenue from operation at Rs 7067 crore, down 7.4% as against Rs 7628 crore during the third quarter of FY23. According to a CNBC TV 18 poll, Hindustan Zinc was expected to record Q3 profit at Rs 1895 crore and revenue was estimated to be Rs 7495 crore. EBITDA for the quarter was Rs 3559 crore, down 4% year-on-year, in line with the revenue from operations and cost improvement. The total expenses for the quarter stood at Rs 4937 crore. In some more industry news, Tata Consumer Products announced that its board of directors have approved fundraising of up to Rs 6,500 crore. In a regulatory filing, the company said it has approved the raising of funds through the issuance and allotment of commercial papers for an amount not exceeding Rs 3,500 crore and also raising a fund by way of issue of equity shares of the company of face value Rs 1 each through rights issue for an amount not exceeding Rs 3,000 crore. It added that funds amounting to Rs 3,500 crore are to be utilized for bridge funding to facilitate the payment of consideration for proposed acquisition of stakes in Capital Foods Private Limited and Organic India Private Limited. Over to market. The broking firm Jefferies has a target price of Rs 2070 on the stock of IndusInd Bank, an upside of 26% from the current market price. It has kept the rating unchanged to buy. According to the brokerage house, the bank's new non-performing loans were disappointing as they came higher. Mostly, they rose in the commercial vehicle loan segment after the Chennai floods, but it believes they can be recouped. Jefferies expect a 20% profit on the compounded annual growth rate basis over FY24-FY26, which will be led by revenue growth and credit cost moderation, also benefiting from easing rates. These can help in improving return on equity to 16% in FY25. Next up, the auto sector, Hyundai, launched the much-anticipated facelifted Creta a couple of days back. Apart from the several cosmetic and feature upgrades, Hyundai also reintroduced the manual transmission with the diesel engine. Now Hyundai's sister brand, Kia, has done the same with the Seltos. Kia introduced the Seltos facelift in July last year, which received substantial updates over its predecessor. However, it lacked the option of a conventional manual gearbox with a diesel engine. The Korean carmaker has rectified this by bringing back the traditional stick shifter for the oil burner. The diesel-powered Seltos with a 6-speed manual gearbox will be available in 5 tech line variants, with prices starting from Rs 12 lakhs and going up to 18.28 lakh. Lastly, Let's see how the share market performed today. Benchmark indices ended higher on January 19th, with Nifty about 21,600. ONGC, Bharti Airtel, NTPC, Tech Mahindra and SBI Life Insurance were among the top gainers on the Nifty, while losers were IndusInd Bank, HDFC Bank, Kotak Mahindra Bank and State Bank of India. All the sectoral indices ended in the green, with auto, capital goods, information technology, FMCG, metal, oil and gas and power up 1-2% each. BSE Midcap and Small Cap indices added 1% each. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.